I don't think so. You know, when I was cleared, I came back and I'm ready to go. You know, it didn't really affect me. It didn't affect my decision making on doing that. Once you're cleared, you're good to go. So,
Carson, talk about that. Game like this, and you play the way you did offensively and defensively, is it kind of show to you going forward that this is the team you're capable of being?
Oh, no. You know, I think, we've been in so many close games, you know, and to finally finish one like this, we knew we could do it all along. It was just, we were struggling, obviously. But to finally finish one, it's a good, puts a good taste in our mouth for sure.
Let's talk about
that you had with JP when he basically looked like he said, get off the field.
I was obviously a little dizzy there, and he was just helping me. He was like, you need to go to the sideline, bud.
Carson, just to be clear, does the end around play call for you to throw a block or give you the option to block if you want to? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, if I'm out in front and there's somebody there, I'm going to block him for sure.
Carson, can you take us through the hit, how you felt right after the hit, and, what happened between them and you coming back on the field?
It was a screen play, obviously, and Sproles didn't get out there, so I just tried to throw it away and was taken to the ground pretty hard. I landed on my head, got up, was a little dizzy, got my bell rung a little bit. But then, I got to the bench and I was feeling good. Had to go in and do the protocol and everything, past that, and got to come back in.
On the touchdown throw to Nelson, were you kind of hanging in that pocket to give him time to clear or come? What happened?
Yeah, they ran a different coverage there, so he was kind of just going through the progression there, and he had to just get over the top of that guy, and he did a really good job of that.
You're a franchise player here. You're the franchise quarterback. You have one game and one and a quarter games left in a season where you can't make the playoffs. Do you understand the logic of thinking, well, why bring him back? And what's your argument to come back?
I was cleared. I was good to go, and I wanted to get out there as quick as possible.
And now, Carson, you jogged into that locker room. It's unusual. Were you trying to get in there as quickly as possible to get out?
Subbed out, yeah.
What actually happens when you come in what do you do?
There's all sorts of concussion protocol tests. You know, you have baseline readings during training camp and everything, and pass it with flying colors.
Have you ever had a concussion?
High school. I had one.
Would you say you were dizzy? How long would you say you were affected by that?
Once I got to the sideline, I was actually feeling pretty good already.
Maybe like 30 to 40 seconds?
Yeah, if that.
They really tightened up after that first drive. What was it like trying to maneuver?
Yeah, that's a good defense. You know, they fly around, they make good plays, make it hard on us at times. So, we got a work cut out. Defense tonight, our defense played great, getting us that touchdown early in the game and sealing the deal at the end. It was just a really good team win.
Getting Nelson that ball, getting him a touchdown, how do you think that's going to help him going forward in the next season as you guys are trying to build more chemistry and get
the
offense
kind of going? Yeah, that's huge, especially – we'd been lacking that big play touchdown as well. It had kind of been a while. So for us as an offense, it was huge. For him personally, it was huge. So that's definitely something we can build on.
Carson, you were able to extend a bunch of plays, escaping pressure or just spinning out of. Is that something that you increasingly feel more comfortable with? And then how would you describe your decision-making after? Sometimes you scrambled, sometimes you threw away.
Yeah, it's something definitely I feel comfortable with, got to be smart when you do it. There's a time and place. Obviously, I still want to be a thrower from the pocket first and foremost, but when things break down, I want to make a play, and sometimes it's a positive play. Obviously, tonight there was a negative play in there, and that, it kind of is what it is, but just got to keep working at that for sure.
In a long 5 weeks, finally getting a chance to win one of those post games. What was different today, and is it kind of just a relief to get that out?
Hard to say what was different. I think we're the same guys. We're the same team. We're never say die team, and I'm always fighting to the end. And today we finished it out in the end.
It's been a long 5 weeks. What was that locker room like?
Say that again.
It's been a long 5 weeks. What was that locker room like?
That's the thing about these guys, this locker room. You never see anyone hang their heads. You never see anyone get down. We come to work, and you work. Win, lose, draw, it doesn't matter. Everybody comes in there and gets their work done, and I think that's just something that really shows just the type of atmosphere and the type of people we have here.
What was the atmosphere of the game when you guys come in and celebrate, I guess? What was that celebration like?
Yeah, it was exciting. Everyone was pretty excited to get that win against the NFC East opponent. Thursday night football, obviously, you get a little Christmas break now. A lot of excitement for sure.
What was it like watching defense kind of hold off the Giants twice in the final minutes there?
Yeah, that's awesome. It's awesome. Unfortunately, we as an offense didn't stay on the field there and pick up that first down, so I was kind of ticked off about that. But, it was huge to see that defense stiffen up in the end and make those plays down the stretch.
What was the call on the third down throw weeks ago to Jordan. Were you surprised that Duck had you go back there?
I didn't think so. You know, that's just his mentality. That's the offense mentality. We're going to be aggressive. You know, when we had a chance to really seal the deal there as an offense, and we were, 6 yards away, we took that shot, and it just didn't work.
You kept the Giants from clinching the division. They can't clinch now a division championship. Was there any talk during the week about maybe playing the spoiler role this week or just trying to just get back on track and just find a while away with the game?
Yeah, we were just focused on winning. You know, that's the biggest thing is we'd been in a slump, obviously, as of late, so we were just focusing on coming out here and getting a win, and we did that.
How was it to have Lane Johnson back in the offense and have that chemistry on the offensive line? It seemed like it worked well for you guys.
For sure.
It was huge to get Lane back. Can't wait to get back and watch the tape and kind of see some of the things he did. I know he probably played well. So I think that was a good spark for us as an offense.
Were you worried at all during the concussion test?
No. I knew once I got to the bench, I was feeling pretty good again. And came in here and, like I said, passed all the tests with flying colors.
What have you learned about the city that you play for now and about how your team maybe fits?
Yeah, they love hard work and they love winning, you know, and that's the biggest thing. And I'm the same way. I hate to lose. If you're not working hard, I don't really tolerate it either. So I think it's a great fit for me. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a Merry Christmas.